Wisconsin River Orthopedics of Wisconsin Rapids features the area's only open MRI unit. What does this mean to you? If you are claustrophobic or if you're big or overweight, you'll love this open MRI. If you are nervous about loud noises and other MRIs, you'll appreciate this open MRI. Plus, they feature board-certified musculoskeletal radiologists to read your images. If you need MRI, ask for open MRI at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Go to WROinstitute.com or call 424-1881. Relieving pain and restoring lives.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Drive safely, Wisconsin. Highway workers are out on the road. Help them out. Slow down, stay focused, and eliminate distractions. Work zone safety. It's everyone's responsibility.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at PeaceCorps.gov.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Back here inside the Duck Pond, Rafters and the Mallards getting set here in about 3 minutes. Wisconsin Rapids in their maroon tops with the gold logos on the front and back, and the black leggings as well with the red and yellow caps. As for the Mallards, they have their special edition old-fashioned uniforms, the red tops with the black sleeves and the white leggings, also with the red caps as well. So the first time and the only time they are going to be wearing this season. So the Rafters, and I should say the Old Fashions, getting set. Tommy Meyer, the left-hander, on the mound right now for the Rafters, leading off with Anthony Gallison, Logan Hugo, and Brendan Bobo. So Broussard in the cleanup spot, Jack Gervich batting fifth, Jorge Degatti sixth, Harrison Didowick, the DH, seventh, Luke Hansen in the eight hole, and then batting ninth, Hogan Heligso, the catcher. So Meyer getting warmed up right now. 16 innings of work for him. 14 hits and 7 runs allowed with 21 strikeouts. A 3.94 ERA. The 1-0 record, and he won versus Green Bay not too long ago. So wearing number 39 is Meyer. Madison looking to split the series. Rafters looking to sweep. Rats, two wins back-to-back, took down Lakeshore in the second game of the doubleheader and also took down Madison last night. A dominant performance, 5 runs in the first 2 innings, but they have a lot of work in front of them here today. Great crowd on hand here at Warner Park. Fans continue to fill seats. As umpires today, Philip Jean Luis at third, Caleb Cador behind the plate, and Brandon Smith at first. So same umpire crew as yesterday, just a little bit different positions. So leading off, Anthony Gallison will step in now, the right-hander. 15 hits on 57 at-bats with 7 RBIs, batting a .263. From Colts Neck, New Jersey, the Coastal Carolina outfielder previously attended Elon and has made a name for himself at Coastal Carolina. As the first offering comes in from Meyer. Inside for strike. 0-1. So Gallison appeared in 16 games with 7 starts and 30 at-bats. Swing and a miss. Gallison reaches for it outside. 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes. Tommy Meyer, 20-plus strikeouts on the season for him, and he swings in the 0-2. Comes in Gallison just a little bit outside. 3 straight strikes and a good start for Meyer. Gallison strikes out swinging. Logan Hugo is due up. Out of Eastern Michigan, slotted in at center field today. 74 at-bats for him, with batting a 216 with 12 runs. Wasn't in the lineup yesterday. Had a good outing on the Rafters road trip in Michigan. One down, Meyer fires in up and away outside. For a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Meyer will look in, he'll kick, fire, and Hugo pops it out right side. Fouled, 1-1. The big thing for the Rafters yesterday, obviously, was their hitting, but their ability to get early leads. 2 runs, a back-to-back RBI day in the first 2 innings for Bobo, which really propelled them to get up early. 2 balls, a strike. Meyer on the third offering throws it low. So a 2-1 count with 1 down. Meyer will kick and fire and swing and a miss. Hugo once again late for a strike, 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes. So the Rafters are at Fond du Lac tomorrow. And the 2-2 comes in. Hugo check swings and sees a ball that just goes right of the zone. They're at Fond du Lac tomorrow. On Monday, they come home against the Dock Spiders. And then they have 2 home games after that against Madison. So the Mallards come back to town. These teams will meet once again. The 3-2, Hugo tips it out backside. Stays alive in the count, 3-2. Manager Kirk Schreider down there for the Rafters, next to pitching coach Brian Dyer. First base coach Josh Nikoloff. And third base coach Orlando Rodriguez out there right now. The 3-2 fouled backside once again as tipped off the top of the bat. Manager Donnie Scott in his 11th season for the Mallards. One down, and he struck out swinging from Gallison. A 3-2 count as Hugo once again lifts it out right side. And a foul ball. So 3 straight foul balls for Hugo. Working the count on Meyer and getting his pitch count up. A strikeout comes on Gallison. And the 3-2 up and away inside for ball number 4. So well done there from Logan Hugo. On his first at-bat of the day, comes out with a walk. Bobo will step in. 13 hits for him on 64 at-bats. Batting a 203. 5 home runs, which he leads the team in. He's tied for first on RBIs as well with 18. He struck out 21 times, though. And that 2-run home run in the first yesterday, where he lifts the ball to right field. First offering comes in, and it hits the inside on the right elbow of Bobo. A little bit shaken up, and he'll take first. So now, 2 on for the Rafters. Hugo walks, Bobo hit by a pitch, and Garrett Broussard will step in. Broussard batting a 238. Yesterday went 3-for-5 with 2 RBIs and also picked up a run. So had a big day, one of the biggest games of his season. So the prolific shortstop getting it done on the offensive end. Bobo stands at first. At second is Hugo. Meyer with the strikeout. 1 out, First offering comes in. Broussard swings and pops up a ball into the first baseman of Jackson. Backpedals, reaches out and makes the grab for the second out. So Jack Gervich is due up. Batting fifth. Batting in 295, 23 hits for him on 78 at-bats. He's tied for first with Bobo in RBIs at 18. 17 runs as well, which also is tied for first amongst the team. So on Gervich, first at-bat of the season, he hit a two-home run shot to left center field. As Meyer serves into the dirt, a wild pitch that goes behind the catcher and Lobner. And the runners advance. Bobo to second, Hugo to third. So Lobner wasn't able to field that 1-0 count. Meyer will set and fire as a swing and a fly ball hit well to center field, and Isaiah Jackson makes the easy grab for the third out. So the Rafters not able to get any runs. They get runners in scoring position but come up empty. We head to the home half of the inning here in the bottom of the first. We'll be back.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
So the Old Fashions will step in now as it is their turn to bat. Jake Holcroft out of the University of Portland, batting a .333. So he went 1-for-4 yesterday with a run. Was one of three mallards to cross home plate as Kalen Graham on the mound fires in and up and outside of the zone for a ball, 1-0. So Holcroft, Hamilton, and Sprock will lead off here in the bottom of the first as the second offering comes in for a strike, 1-1. Kalen Graham, 18 strikeouts and 18 innings of work as the 1-1 foul tipped inside. 4-1-2. Out of Tampa, Florida, from North Central Texas College, he had 10 innings pitched with 13 strikeouts and a 2.7 ERA. A swing and a bouncer into Broussard, not able to feel it in time, throws it over to first, as getting there was Holcroft. Had trouble fielding that. And an error there from Garrett Broussard, a rare one. Not something you see too often from the trustworthy shortstop, as Davis Hamilton, the left-hander, enters the batter's box out of North Dakota State. Just from down the road in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, batting a 292, 13 RBIs for him. As Holcroft stands at first, Graham fires an in-four strike, 0-1. No balls, one strike. A rare error from Garrett Broussard. As taking second is Holcroft. He dives cleat first into second. The throw, and he got him in time. What a throw from Haligzo over to Broussard. And one down. So no balls, two strikes. It came in for a strike. So there you go. Broussard records an error, then makes up for it by reaching the tag on Holcroft. One down, no balls, two strikes. Graham will come set the wind, and the fire fouled left side. So Holcroft gets tagged out, stealing second. No balls, two strikes, and one down. Graham will look in. He'll come set. He'll kick and fire. Fouled off left part of the field. No balls and two strikes. Once again, Davis Hamilton staying alive in the count. He yesterday went 0 for 4 with a strikeout. And also got out on a double play, the 0-2. Swinging a line drive that stays fair on the left field side. Rounding first is Hamilton. And getting the second, he stands up at second now. And a double there from Hamilton. First hit of the game belongs to the North Dakota State product, Davis Hamilton. And he'll take second. That puts a runner on. That ball pulled in to the left field side. Stayed fair on the third base line. So one down, Ryan Sprock. Out of Morristown, New Jersey, batting a 330, 21 RBIs. So runner at second. Graham will fire in. Outside of the zone for ball 1-0. One down, one ball, and no strikes. Graham the long stare, the glance over at second. He'll set, and the 1-0 popped away. Fouled, 1-1. So one hit already so far for Hamilton. Holcroft got to first off of an error from Broussard, but was thrown out from Haligzo, stealing second. Following it up was Hamilton with a double as he pulled the ball into left field. And the 1-1 upstairs, check swing, but comes in for a ball, 2-1. Big game for the Rafters, like I mentioned, a game back of first. They hold the tiebreaker with Wausau. So if they win and Wausau loses, they'll be in first. A 2-1 way upstairs as bending down was Sprock. And he sees a ball 3-1. So in the top of the first, Rafters had runners on second and third. But flying out to center was Gurevich. So 3-1 comes in. Inside for a ball. So ball number four. That allows Sprock to get to first. Hamilton at second. And Madison threatening here in the bottom of the first. Owen Jackson out of the University of Toledo and a rising senior from Illinois. Batting a 326 leads the team in RBIs with 26 RBIs. He went 0 for 3 yesterday and was walked. So Jackson, the first baseman, and the left-hander will step in now. Graham on the first offering, swinging a bouncer over to Hansen at second. Looks over to second, fires it to Broussard, back to first, and it's not in time. Runner gets to third, and Hamilton, and Sprock gets to first. As Jackson gets to first, Sprock gets thrown out at second. So Hansen, a quick play, almost a 4-6-3 double play, comes up just short. So So this is Isaiah Jackson, who had a sac fly RBI yesterday, a runner at third, two down, and Graham fires. Jackson pulls it away. Now for a strike on one. Owen one count, two down. Owen Jackson at first. Hamilton at third. The 0-1. And in fourth strike. On a fastball at 91. 0-2. So two down. Ahead in the count is Graham. He shakes it off. Bends down at the knee. He'll come set. As looks and fires the 0-2. Swinging a pop-up into the first baseman, Gervich. And standing at the bag, backtracks and gets the grab for the third out. So a runner gets to third, but the Mallards come up empty. We head to the top of the second here on WFHR.
When you need HVAC attention, call in the home run hitters at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We've been knocking it out of the park for more than 20 years, covering all things home comfort. Whether you need your air conditioner tuned up or replaced altogether, our experts will always do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Need to set up an appointment? Schedule yours today at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Sports injuries are increasingly common for high school and college athletes, weekend warriors, and elite pros. Knees, shoulders, and elbows are complex structures. Wisconsin River Orthopedics features skilled board-certified orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine specialists willing and able to get you back in the action. They also offer in-house physical and occupational therapy, which may be all you need for the most effective solutions relieving pain and restoring lives right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Contact WROInstitute.com or call 424-1881.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Top of the second inning as Jorge Degani will lead off. But the Mallards got a hit from Hamilton. He got to third, but a pop-up from Isaiah Jackson at first, which allowed the Raptors not to allow any runs. So Tommy Meyer once again on the mound. He struck out Gallison on the first batter. But the Raptors, they had their chance too in the top of the first. They had runners on second and third. Gervich flew out to center. That's where we stand. So the old fashions, the Mallards, they're branding tonight towards the old fashions, but this team is the Madison Mallards. So Jorge Degani, 15 hits on 486 at-bats, with 6 runs, 5 RBIs, batting a .326, which leads the team in batting average. So Degani, out of Indiana, and a Miami, Florida native. He yesterday went 1-for-5 with a run, and he sees the first strike down in the zone. 0-1. Meyer, the left-hander, will kick and serve up and outside on the right edge, away of the zone, 1-1. So one hit so far, and it came at the hands of Davis Hamilton. The 1-1 inside and away. 4-ball, 2-1. Two balls, one strike. The 2-1, swing and a miss. Degani reached out for it and saw the second strike, 2-2. Meyer will look in again. He'll come set and deliver the 2-2, swing and a bouncer that goes right into the glove of Meyer, reaches to his right, grabs it in, and then lifts it on to first. for one down. So Harrison Dittowick is due up, the left-hander. One hit on seven at-bats with two runs as well. In the first game he appeared in, he got a double against the Chinooks. Other than that, he's come up empty at the plate. And the first offering comes in and just outside for a ball, 1-0. One down, the 1-0. Dittowick swings and misses. A little bit low for a strike, 1-1. A guy out of the University of Virginia, a rising sophomore from Chesapeake, Virginia, went 2-for-5 in the College World Series, got an RBI against Florida, and he sees the ball, 2-1. So an outfielder that batted at 252 for the Cavaliers, and the 2-1, low and inside for a ball, 3-1. Played for the Vermont Lake Monsters in the Futures Collegiate Baseball League last summer. Swinging a ground ball over towards the second baseman, Hamilton. Flips it over to first in for the second out. So two down. Back-to-back outs. And this brings up Luke Hansen, the other Virginia product. One hit for him on four at-bats, three strikeouts. He appeared in 26 games for Virginia with 45 at-bats. He batted a 356 and swings low in four strike, 0-1. Two down. The 0-1. Outside of the zone and just high on a fastball at 90, 1-1. Meyer will look in. He'll come set. Kick and fire inside. And once again, fastball 86 comes inside for a ball, 2-1. Two down, two balls and a strike here in the top of the second. The 2-1 swing and a miss. Hansen lost his balance on that and came in for strike 2-2. Deuces across the board. Rafters still without a hit. Yesterday at this time, they had five of them. The 2-2 swing and a jam shot that drops into the glove of Hamilton, running after it and makes the grab. Three down as we head to the bottom of the second, scoreless through here through 1.5 innings. We'll be back on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 62. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 86. Lows dip down to about 62 tomorrow night. Temperatures well above average Monday and Tuesday with highs in the low 90s. Storms possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 85.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the second inning. As scoreless through 1.5 innings. Stepping up to the plate is Keenan Taylor. Taylor, the third baseman, a Purdue Boilermaker, heading into his senior year from Westfield, Indiana, batting at 240, 12 RBIs and 2 home runs. So the right-hander will step in on Graham. As Graham serves in the first offering, Taylor whips it out left side. And he got all of that one, just wasn't able to keep it fair. No balls a strike. Graham will look in now, and the 0-1 on a breaking ball at 79 that comes in on the inside for a ball, 1-1. The 1-1 right down the plate for a strike. Off-speed pitch at 75, 1-2. The 1-2 from Graham. A swing and a ball reached out and made contact with it. Flies out to the second baseman in Hansen. One down. So a shallow fly ball. As looks like Taylor just lunged for it. And he popped out. Jaden Lobliner. Out of Kansas State. Swings and misses low. In for a strike, a slow moving swing. Rising sophomore from Melissa, Texas. Batting a 213 with 4 RBIs as he foul tips one right side. 0-2. Raptors still yet without a hit. Mallards have one. They came at the hands of the second baseman, Davis Hamilton, who got a double. The 0-2. Just up and above for a ball. 1-2 at a fastball at 92. One down. The 1-2. Swinging a line drive that just pulls away on the third base line. Great contact there from Lobliner. So the catcher behind the plate. Down on the count, 1-2. As Graham will come set. And to fire. Is fouled backside. Tipped away from the bat. Count remains at 1-2. So Lobliner batting seventh here in this order as he swings and lines the ball right into the glove of Graham and just had to reach out to his left and have a heads-up catch for the second out. Jack Tucker is due up. Tucker from St. John's and a rising junior from Staten Island, New York. Batting a 224, 5 RBIs, and he also had his first home run yesterday where he hit a solo shot to right center field in the bottom of the seventh. So Graham will look in and serve the 1-0, bounces away down low. It comes in for a ball, 2-0. A 2-0 count, Kalen Graham. One strikeout so far, and he's allowed one hit. He's also walked one batter and serves in the third offering and away and skims the right edge low of the zone for a ball. 3-0 count, three straight balls for Kalen Graham, one ball away from walking his second batter, the 3-0, and fastball comes in at 87 in four strike, 3-1. A 3-1 count. Graham will kick, step, and fire. Swing and a bouncer that goes over the head of Graham. Hansen comes after it. Throws it across his body, but it's not in time. As Tucker will take first. So the second hit of the game belongs to the St. John's product, Jack Tucker. So two down. This brings Estevan Moreno out of Notre Dame. And a rising sophomore from Hanover Park, Illinois, batting a 152. He struggled at the plate with two RBIs. And two down. A swing and a ball lifted out right side, fouled away. 0-1. But you wonder, Already the Raptors allowed two hits, but they've been okay as Graham checks off over at first, and an error that rolls into right field. Thinking about going to was Tucker as he retreated back to the bag. So a little bit of miscommunication from Graham and Gurevich. One error, but it hasn't posed costly. 0-1 count. Graham bends down at the knee. He looks at home, looks over at first, and then fires the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Moreno went after it. And once again, 88-mile-per-hour fastball. 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Graham sets, fires, and just away of the zone, Aligzo had to reach out to his right and see a ball 1-2. So Moreno batting in the 9-hole, bottom of the order. Down to the count, 1-2, as the checkoff over at first, Gurevich a little bit late to the tag, as sliding headfirst into the bag was Tucker, 1-2. So a hit from Hamilton and Tucker, but the Raptors have been okay, the 1-2, swing and a miss, strike number 3. Thinking about taking second was Tucker. It did not matter. Graham records his second strikeout of the evening. We head to the top of the third inning here on WFHR.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Konoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the third inning, Hogan Holixo. He's due up, batting in the 9-hole. 4 hits for him on 20 at-bats, batting at 200. As Tommy Meyer back on the mound, and he'll come set and deliver just outside of the zone for a ball 1-0. Now so Holixo, the catcher from Creighton, sees the 1-0 and misses low for a strike, 1-1. He was a huge part of the Blue Jays' batting success, batting a 314, 35 games started out of 42 games played. As he pops it up right side, fouled, 1-2. He had 37 hits and 19 RBIs as well. He had 2 home runs, so playing for Creighton in the Big East. And the 1-2 from Meyer, the left-hander throws it right side, low of the zone, 2-2. Was the number one ranked catcher in Nebraska and the number top 10 player overall. As a swing and a miss for strike 3, Holixo goes down swinging. That's the second strikeout of Meyer's evening. And somebody he previously struck down, Anthony Gallison, will step in top of the order. So Gallison, earned the team's freshman of the year when he played for Elon. And he sees the ball 1-0. As Meyer will look in again, the 1-0. Out and away for a ball, 2-0. Gallison from Colts Neck, New Jersey. And the 2-0, swinging a line drive. Well hit to left field, heading back towards the wall. This goes off the wall. Gallison rounding first, retreats back to the bag. As Gallison getting the first hit of the game for the Rafters. Logan Hugo will step in now. So the first time around the order, the Rafters did not record a hit. Second time up here, and it leads off with Gallison with a base hit. So he'll take first, one down, and Hugo will step in. Meyer will look. He'll come set and fire. In for a strike on the right side of the zone. 0-1. So Jackson at first, Davis Hamilton at second, Keenan Taylor at third, and Estevan Moreno at shortstop. And the pickoff, Gallison gets back in time, races back to the bag, 0-1. So the Rafters with a hit. They've been out hit 2-1. They've also committed an error. And the 0-1, swinging a ground ball that goes in between second and third, rolls in to left field. So Logan Hugo gets on the board with a hit. Back-to-back hits for the Rafters. And here comes Wisconsin Rapids. One down. They have two runners on. Brendan Bobo, who was hit by a pitch last time up, will step in. A four RBI day for him yesterday. And also came with a two-run shot to right field. He hit it, off the top of the wall. It looked like it was in play, initially ruled in, and then they found out it was, in fact, a home run. First offering comes in low of the zone for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 count with one down. Hugo at first. Gallison at second. The 1-0 up and outside for a ball, 2-0. So a 2-0 count. Brendan Bobo, 2-for-5 yesterday. And Meyer delivers in 2-0, swinging a bouncer that goes past the second baseman in Hamilton. Rounding third is Gallison. The throw over to third and gets him on the tag. Did not. So Gallison scores. Rafters take a 1-0 lead. Hugo gets to third. So once again, Bobo, a one-run RBI single. Rafters strike first here in game two. So Broussard will step in now. One down. As looking in and firing is Meyer. And it comes in for a strike, 0-1. So three hits already. Gallison with a base hit. Hugo with a base hit. Bobo with a one-run RBI single. Hugo's at third. One down. And Meyer fires, swinging a line drive that goes right into the glove of Jackson at first. So slicing it was Broussard, and now it's two down. But the Rafters get a run. Here in the top of the third, not done yet. Jack Gervich will step in. Flew out to center last time up. So Broussard popped out to the first baseman twice. As first offering comes in up and away. 1-0 count. So Gallison, the first Rafter to score, getting his sixth run of the season, and another RBI for Bobo, 19, which leads the team. Swinging a line drive that goes past Hamilton, rolls into center field. Hugo gets home, And now the Rafters double their lead. They're up 2-0 here in the top of the third. So Gervich, a one-run RBI single. And this puts Bobo at second now. Gervich at first. Jorge Degatti, who grounded out the first baseman to the, pitcher last time up. So on five batters, Rafters four hits. They've come alive here in the top of the third. A 2-0 lead right now, and they're not done yet. Two down, and serving in is Meyer. Up and outside for a ball, 1-0. A 1-0 count. Meyer will look at second, and the 1-0 comes in, swings and a miss. Degatti once again lunging at it and seeing a strike, 1-1. One ball, one strike. A swing and a ball flied out into deep center. Jackson backpedals and grabs the third out. So the Rafters, two runs as they lead 2-0. We head to the home half of the inning here in the bottom of the third. We'll step aside.
If you are a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nacoosa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nacoosa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867. Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the third, Rafters 2, Mallard 0. As Gallison led off, he got a base hit. Hugo responded with a base hit as well. And then Brendan Bobo, a one-run RBI single. Broussard flew out. And then a one-run RBI single from Jack Gervich. That's where we stand. Jorge Degatti flew out. So Graham will set in and serve, and it comes on the inside for a ball on Jake Holcroft, who got the first off of an error from Broussard last time up. As he swings and grounds a ball onto the first baseline, Gervich had trouble fielding it, and it stays fair. And it went right through his glove, and he taps in himself on the chest and saying, "My bad." So an error from Gervich, and that's the second error of the game for the Rafters. That's the second time Holcroft's gone on base off of an error. So Davis Hamilton, who got a double last time up, as he lashed the ball out into left on the third base line. So Graham will set in serve. Bouncer backs away behind home plate. 0-1. No balls a strike. Hamilton from North Dakota State. Graham will set and throw over to first, diving headfirst into the bag. Gervich wasn't able to catch it. And getting there was Holcroft. Hamilton batting a 292, 13 RBIs for him. As once again, the checkoff over at first. Hamilton went 0 for 4 yesterday with a strikeout. An early 2-0 lead for Wisconsin Rapids. Graham sets in and throws on a ball and goes way low at the zone, 1-1. Hamilton already 1-for-1 today. One ball, one strike. The 1-1, swing and a ball popped up into right field side. Bobo clears the space, comes out and makes the grab for one down. Ryan Sprock will step in. The DH, who got walked last time up. Out of Elon, playing his collegiate ball with Alex Duffy, one of the catchers for the Rafters. So once again, a similar thing we've seen, and that's very common in the Northwoods League. Same collegiate guys playing on different teams in the Northwoods League. As a swing and a miss from Sprock, 0-1. No balls, one strike, and one down. The 0-1 check swing, and did not fully come across. One count with one down, a runner at first. As Holcroft slides headfirst into the bag on another pickoff attempt. One ball, one strike. An RBI from Gervich and Bobo, who both lead the team in RBIs. And the 1-1 comes in on an off-speed pitch of 80 miles per hour and finds a strike zone, 2-1. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. One down. And Graham fires. That ball pulled out right field side and away. Staying alive is Sprock. 29 hits for him on the season. 21 RBIs, batting a 330. With three home runs as well. A 1-2 count. Sprock, the right-hander, on Graham. And the 1-2 way lower the dirt. Ligzar reaches out and chases after the ball. It rolled into the infield. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one down. Graham will look in and throw to first. And once again, he really having his eyes on Holcroft, who stole second last time but was thrown out doing so. One down. The count's at two apiece. The 2-2 lashed out right side and fouled. Two balls, two strikes. One down. Graham will set in. He'll look over at first. He'll set, kick, and serve. 2-2, swing and a miss inside. Sprock goes down swinging. Has a strikeout there from Kalen Graham. He's second of the evening. And this brings up Owen Jackson, who got on base off of a fielder's choice last time up. So one away here in the bottom of the third. Graham will look. He'll set, kick, and serve in the first pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. A 1-0 count with two down. Bottom of the third. Rafters have out-hit the Mallards 4-2. And that ball popped away left side. 1-1. Two errors for the Rafters, but it hasn't come costly. There's an error from Broussard and also an error from Gervich. Wasn't able to catch on a pickoff attempt. Well, actually, excuse me, wasn't able to field a bouncer that came to him. One ball, one strike. Two down. And Graham sets the 1-1. Down low, Eligio had to reach below the zone and see a ball, 2-1. Graham, two strikeouts today, nearing his 53rd pitch. And the 2-1 comes in and hits the inside of Sprock on his right shoulder. Excuse me, Owen Jackson. So Jackson will take first. And that advances Holcroft to second. So Owen Jackson gets hit by a pitch. And now this brings up Isaiah Jackson, who popped out to first last time up. Yesterday went 1-for-3. And had an RBI. Also had a double. And he struck out. So Graham fires out and away. So Isaiah Jackson, 24 hits for him this season. Batting at 282, 24 RBIs from Vail, Arizona. The Arizona State Sun Devil led a home run against the Raptors in their first series in the first game. The 1-0 way outside on a breaking ball at 75, 2-0. So Jackson had a sac fly RBI yesterday. Two down, the 2-0. And skims the left edge in for a strike, 2-1. So the left-hander Jackson on the right-hander Graham. He'll look over at second and then do it once again. He'll come set, fire the 2-1, and pop the way backside. 2-2. So after two straight balls, two straight strikes, getting back in the count is Graham. Nearing his third strikeout of the evening. So deuces across the board. At first is Jackson. At second is Holcroft. The 2-2 comes in and finds the zone for strike number three. Isaiah Jackson can't believe it, but Kalen Graham records his third strikeout. And we head to the top of the fourth. Raptors lead 2-0.
You're constantly rubbing your hands and wrists. The aches and pains just won't go away. But they can with help from Wisconsin River Orthopedics. Call in their experts, one of the certified specialists on their hand team. From surgery to therapy, Wisconsin River Orthopedics has it all. If you've been injured or suffer from pain in your hands, back, knees, ankles, or more, go to WROInstitute.com to learn about all they can do for you. From surgery to therapy, they have it all under one roof. At Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Three innings down, we head to the top of the fourth. Harrison Didowick will step in, the left-hander who grounded out to second last time up, but the Raptors lead 2-0 as they're up to four hits. In comparison to Madison's two, Kalen Graham just recorded his third strikeout.